Remarks of the President. Reception, Union Station, Washington, D.C., 23 October 1952.
Mr. President, I would like the pleasure of presenting to you the number one card in the Stevenson Sparkman Club of Washington, D.C. We believe, Mr. President, that you are the number one campaigner. And therefore, Mr. President, we'd like to present that card to you, and at the same time, a slight written acknowledgement of the deep debt of gratitude which we owe to you, sir, for the message that you are carrying to the American people, the message of the truth of what the Democratic Party has done, not only for this city, not only for this nation, but for the world, and what you are doing to assure that on the 4th of November, the American people will return the Democratic Party to office so that it may continue the great program which you and your predecessor, Mr. Roosevelt, have given for the benefit of the world.
All right, turn it around.
You've been through this before, Mr. President.
Right. There we are. Yeah.
You see the cameras?
Yes.
I hope this one won't get much there.
Yes.
Mr. Commissioner, I appreciate this reception very highly. I didn't expect it until I heard at Harper's Ferry that there was going to be some kind of a shindig down here. I'm always happy to go to a party, particularly when it's for me. I've been going up and down the country trying to get the people to think a little bit. I've been from literally from Maine to California and back. And I find that there is tremendous interest in this campaign. It's necessary that there should be an immense amount of interest in this campaign, for it's a vital and important one. I think the most important one we've had since the Civil War, because it's the division point as to whether we're going to go forward or whether we're going to let these folks turn the clock back. Now, I have myself stuck to the issues. Once in a while, I'll polish a little brass, but it needs polish. This is not anything to be funny about. It's too serious. I hope every single one of you here in the District of Columbia will inform yourselves completely and thoroughly on what this campaign means and what it stands for. And then every single one of you, see to it that you vote your absentee ballot in the right way and get word to your home folks that they must themselves go to the polls. Doesn't do any good for a Democrat to be on the record books or registered unless he's willing to do his part. Now, I find everywhere in this United States the most intense interest in what's going on. I was met in the Grand Central Station of New York by somewhere in the neighborhood of 35 or 40,000 people. I never saw anything like it. I've got a wonderful Secret Service man who said he was raised in New York and he hadn't seen everything until then. He thought he had. Every place we've been in the cities in New Jersey, in the cities in West Virginia, in the cities in California, in North Dakota, Montana, any state you want to name, even old Missouri turned out like a house of fire when I was there. They're interested in the campaign. They want to hear what the issues are, and they can't hear find out what the issues are by reading the present press setup. They're against us 100%, and they try to make it appear that everything we do is wrong. It's all right for the other side to call me a liar and a traitor. There's nothing wrong with that if you read the press, but when I nail a few lies on the other side, why, that's something off. I'm sure enough. Well, I've been called everything, and I've had as much abuse, I reckon, as any other president, but they haven't hurt me yet, and I'm not through, I want to tell you, until the fourth day of November. Do your job.